I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The U.S. Department of State has released its annual report about religious freedom in every country around the world. Find out how certain countries reacted and what happens now. And with an internship in Guatemala canceled due to COVID-19, one student has still been engaging with gospel ministry. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. The U.S. Department of State has released its annual report detailing the condition of religious freedom in every country around the world. Isaac Six of Open Doors USA.
It's probably the best resource if you're looking for a comprehensive overview of religious freedom conditions globally. And that's really where its strength is. USURF can only cover so many countries. Different reports cover individual places or countries or thematic issues, but this report looks at every single country.
The report has riled up the usual suspects, with countries like Turkey and India responding negatively. But Six says that isn't necessarily a bad thing, since it means these countries are at least paying attention. He expects to see India designated as a country of particular concern this year.
There's always a bit of a push during these next 90 days. I think India specifically is really going to be a big push. USURF, for the first time since 2004, recommended that India be a country of particular concern. India is a major partner and ally of the United States in that part of the globe. And so, it'll be a big question mark to see if the White House and the State Department are willing to go a step further with recognizing some of the really terrible issues going on there.
Six encourages believers to pray this report would ease some of the pressure on Christians around the world who experience persecution. And South Korea deems Bible launches illegal in the latest effort to stop scripture from reaching North Korea. The new law includes heavy fines and bans any activities connected to balloon or sea bottle launches. Voice of the Martyrs Korea sends Bibles to North Korea in balloons and sea bottles throughout the year. Pastor Eric Foley is CEO of VOM Korea.
For 15 years, we've had a very good cooperative relationship at all levels of the South Korean government. We're saddened that the government has taken this step to move away from this 15-year policy of collaboration, and instead to see the freedom of religion as suddenly a threat to life and property.
For now, Foley says their team is trusting God with next steps.
You know, we always hold out hope that the Lord can, just as He hardens hearts, that He can soften hearts as well. Every year brings different challenges, but what we've found is that in every case, God makes a way. When we go as far as He permits us to go, then He'll make a way. Whether it's North Korea and balloon launching, or Iran, or Saudi Arabia, whatever the country is where persecution or difficulties are being faced, let's pray. Not for persecuted Christians, but with persecuted Christians as one body.
You can find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And the current pandemic has brought on a new normal for many businesses, and internships have not been exempt. Take Jonathan Lipscomb's situation, for example. He was supposed to be interning with AMG Guatemala this summer when COVID-19 threw a wrench in the works.
It has changed the fact that I won't physically be in a country this summer, but that doesn't mean I won't be doing missions with AMG. Even though I am sad that I'm not going to be able to be in Guatemala this summer, I am still happy that I have this opportunity to be able to still do missions and still highlight what the Lord is doing in Guatemala and kind of around the world with AMG.
Instead of serving with the mission teams or at camps in Guatemala, Lipscomb will highlight what God is doing through AMG International by making videos, writing blogs, and assisting with social media.
So God has really shown me how to take full advantage kind of the circumstances. I really want to try to learn as much as I can from this experience, because I do feel like this is a very unique experience that I've been given. I'm very optimistic and very open to see what the Lord's going to reveal to me kind of through this whole experience.
Please pray for creative energy as he crafts the stories. And if you're interested in exploring an AMG internship, we'll point you in the right direction at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Stay connected when you sign up for our free daily news blast. Just head to missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.